As we just heard, there are people who make their careers out of helping others with disabilities. But of course, not everyone is as thoughtful. Some people even go out of their way to prevent people with disabilities from pursuing their passions. That's what happened with Pete Gustin. As a young adult, he wanted to make it big in the voiceover business. But he had a problem. Since childhood, he'd been slowly losing his eyesight. Still, he'd go to auditions, and he'd memorize the copy beforehand. But at one point, an agent tried to stop him. The agent said, "Thanks, but no thanks. The voiceover industry is packed with people who are talented and don't have problems."
"You've got an issue. People aren't going to want to deal with it. We're not going to want to sign you. Thanks for coming." And had his secretary show me out.
Gustin says that moment almost crushed his dream. It drove him to hide his disability. But eventually, using a computer-generated voice, he could read copy with the best of them. Today, you might recognize his voice from Super Bowl ads.
"In a world that's perfect, lies a perfect little town. See what happens at Reebok.com after the game."
And soap opera promotions.
"The Young and the Restless, weekdays, only CBS Daytime."
A little while ago, Gustin posted a Look at Me Now video on YouTube.
"I'm not like everyone else, and I don't do things like everyone else. In fact, how the hell am I reading this copy right now? I'm not even looking at it. Well, take a listen.
It's being read to me by a
computer-generated voice.
It took me a couple years of practice, but now all I have to do is hit the F7 button,
and this nice little lady reads me anything and everything a client wants me to read, and I'm able to quote-unquote read it, just like anyone else might read it."
Sharing his story publicly has helped Gustin overcome some of his long-held fears about being stereotyped.
"I was petrified because I didn't really want to come out and have everyone be like, 'Ooh, disabled guy, he might not be as good,' but it was better than hiding it."
Voiceover artist Pete Gustin of Braintree, Massachusetts. His YouTube video is called "How Does a Blind Guy Read Copy for a Living?"